The signing marked the culmination of recommendations made by a task force created after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut and more than 60 pieces of related legislation filed following the December 2012 tragedy. One decisive issue was whether or not to expand a firearms licensing officer's authority. The officers, typically police chiefs, already had authority in deciding whether a person was suitable to carry a handgun, and still do. The House passed a version giving chiefs greater discretion over who could get an identification card needed to buy a rifle or shotgun. The Senate stripped the provision. Following kickback from law enforcement agencies and gun rights activists, the new law requires chiefs to provide evidence to a judge proving a firearms identification card should not be granted. Executive Director for the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association Wayne Sampson says giving police a say yet leaving the decision up to a judge is a good compromise.
But if the judge says issue it, we're going to absolutely go ahead and issue it. And if something, you know, unfortunately should happen in the future, at least we can say we tried.
Sampson says evidence could be things like domestic disputes or alcohol issues that never reach the court level. Sheila Dechter is with the Massachusetts Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, which pushed for that expanded authority.
Compromise that came out of the conference committee was somewhat of a surprise, but it was one we definitely could live with because it did retain police discretion.
Jim Wallace is executive director of the Gun Owners Action League, or GOAL, the state's branch of the NRA. He says gun rights advocates also saw progress in the suitability standard for licenses to carry.
In the past, pretty much the person seeking the license had to prove their suitability if the chief had a question. And this reverses the role and puts the burden squarely on the chief.
The law also brings Massachusetts in line with the national instant criminal background check system. Courts are now required to report those involuntarily committed for mental health treatment into the national database. The Commonwealth was one of only seven states that didn't provide this information. Here's Dechter.
And the big fear had been all the time that it was somehow going to get in the way of people who go to mental health counselors for a whole long variety of things. If somebody goes for grief counseling after a death, we don't want, you know, 3 years later when they get a job where they need permission to use and have a gun, we didn't want it coming back to bite them.
The law also requires schools to address mental health needs among staff and students, as well as place a resource officer in every district if funding is available. Sampson says it's a good idea in theory, but who knows how effective it will be, especially in rural Western Massachusetts.
You have a number of communities that don't even have full-time police departments. They're not going to turn around and hire a full-time police officer to be in the school. They're going to have to find an alternative way to accomplish that.
The law will create a web portal allowing for real-time background checks for private sales, establish a firearms tracking unit within state police, and stiffen penalties for gun-based crimes. Logistically, Sampson says it will take time for the various state and local departments to get everything running.
This is not an overnight fix. It wouldn't surprise us if it takes months, if not, you know, a year or so to really get everything down.
Gun control activists pushed for setting a limit of one gun purchase per month, which didn't make it into the law. Meanwhile, Wallace expressed displeasure about GOAL not being invited to Wednesday's signing ceremony.
Slight was even worse because there were people there at the bill signing that had absolutely nothing to do with making this happen.
The Patrick administration has apologized for what it's calling a mix-up. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.